In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Satan is an imitator of God, and he has wanted to create an anti-church with his followers. This church is made up especially of all the worshipers of Satan in the satanic or Luciferian sects, but also all those who have consecrated themselves to him and those who continue to reject God. They obey the devil, leading a disorderly life and doing evil in so many possible ways, spreading lies and error throughout the world to lead men to sin and eternal death. Kurt, which is not his real name, spent several years in a satanic sect and tells us, "After my conversion, I was impressed by how the Satanists knew all the feasts of the Catholic Church and how they had organized certain rites in direct and obvious opposition to the Catholic liturgy. The first example is the Black Mass, which was celebrated in all meetings and always ended with the sacrilege of the consecrated host. In contrast to the sacred altar, we consecrated the place of the ceremony, designing the pentacle in front of the altar, the five-pointed star surrounded by a circle, which represents Satan. Then a black or red powder was scattered on the ground. The rites were celebrated every Saturday to desecrate Sundays, but also on the vigils of Catholic holidays. It could happen that we were together on three nights in a row, as happened in some years. For example, when Christmas fell on Monday, and thus we met on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the vigil of St. Stephen. But the heart and center of the Black Mass was around 3 in the morning, as opposed to the death of Christ at 3 in the afternoon. Many feasts of saints were strong moments of our anti-liturgy, as happened on the vigil of the feast of Pope St. Peter the Apostle and St. Paul the Apostle and of the other apostles, and especially of those saints who had been more active in the fight against the devil. St. Gemma Galgani was in the first position, and together with her, the Congregation of the Passion, or Passionists, was attacked. The same happened with St. Francis of Assisi and the Franciscan Order, also with Benedict of Nursia and the Benedictine Order. The latter was especially hated for the St. Benedict medal that bears some words of exorcism. NDSMD, which stand for Non Draco Sit Mihi Dux, meaning, "And may the dragon never be my guide." And also VRSNSMV, which stand for Vade Retro Satana, Nunquam Suade Mihi Vana, meaning, "Get behind me, Satan, never suggest vain thoughts to me." And SMQLIVB, which means Sunt mala quae libas, ipse venena bibas, meaning, "The cup you offer is evil, drink the poison yourself." They had a special hatred for Padre Pio. It can be said that the Satanists had canonized him before the Catholics, because they were convinced of his holiness before he was officially proclaimed by the Church. They also performed rites against his devotees and his spiritual children, and against those belonging to his prayer groups. Curses were sent to them, and these could last an hour within the Black Mass. The most intense days were lived by Satanists at Easter. They were 5 days in a row of evening meetings, from Good Wednesday to Easter Sunday. Those days, they didn't work. It was a specialized time to have sex with animals. The culmination was the night of Good Friday until Sunday. In those days, Christ was considered dead and Satan was the victor. On the night before Halloween, October 31st, and the Day of the Dead, November 2nd, the meeting was in a cemetery where graves were desecrated and bones were stolen. Sometimes the meeting was held in a small church that had been sold and bought by some member of the sect. The worst happened on the eve of some feasts. On September 29th, the feast of St. Michael the Archangel, St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel. Also, the same was repeated on October 2nd, the feast of the Guardian Angels. December 25th, Christmas. December 28th, the feast of Holy Innocents, Martyrs. January 6th, feast of the Epiphany. February 2nd, feast of the Presentation of the Child Jesus in the Temple. On these days, there were rituals with children, offer them as a gift to Satan. The night of January 5th was destined for diabolical baptism, with the consecration of newborns to Satan. A mother brought a 2 or 3 month old child to the altar and handed him over to the priest, who pronounced some formulas on him. Another time, I have seen the consecration of the fetus of a pregnant woman while she was carrying it in her womb. The newborns, children of the adherents of the sect, were born clandestinely and did not register to offer them sooner or later to Satan. On some occasions, a young virgin was offered to Satan, especially on the night of December 31st to January 1st, the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. I have seen this on other occasions, such as on the eve of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, September 8th, or on Christmas night. It was like a kind of desecration or injury to the perpetual virginity of the Virgin Mary. The women were drugged. Some could have been kidnapped or were deceived. Some special events are, on Halloween night, from October 31st to November 1st, they celebrate the magical New Year. The night between February 1st and 2nd is the beginning of the magical spring. The night from April 30th to May 1st is the beginning of the magical summer. In the satanic sects, they celebrate baptism, renouncing, if they are Christians, their own baptism, and burning their baptismal certificate before Satan, denying Christ and his Catholic Church. They also celebrate marriages. Many Satanists consecrate children to Satan before they are born. Father Amorth says, "I remember the case of a woman who had diabolical disturbances since her birth. During the exorcism, when I asked the devil what he could do against the baptism received by the woman, the answer he gave me was, 'I got there first. Before she was baptized, I was in her.'" A truly disturbing response to which it was necessary to understand how such a thing could have happened. When questioning the parents, nothing strange had appeared. There were no traces in the first months of life that could raise any suspicions. Since also in subsequent exorcisms, the devil insisted that he had arrived first, we thought about going to the hospital where the girl was born. The mother had been hospitalized in a clinic in Bologna, where we discovered that there was a Satanist obstetrician who, when a child was born, immediately consecrated the child to the devil. If there is no human intervention, the devil remains blocked. Also, the devil is blocked when the people are united to God by a great faith, by a life of prayer, by a particular predilection of the Almighty, by devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, by a special grace, perhaps received by the intercession of some saint. In these cases, the person is protected. At the same time, there is no doubt that the mother's prayers are also valid for the child she carries in her womb. A well-known exorcist priest affirms, "A parish priest introduced me to a young Nigerian woman who had come to Italy to work, but she had to dedicate herself to working on the streets. She wanted to become a Catholic and be baptized, but very strange things began to happen to her. She transformed into another person, spoke with a male voice, she had inexplicable sleepwalking states, and other disturbing things happened to her. I exorcised her, and during the exorcism, she behaved like a snake, sometimes levitated, rose above the ground, spoke Italian perfectly, which she normally did not do, and understood the dialect of my region very well. She was exorcised for a year, and she was released. It all started because in Nigeria, she had been consecrated to the devil since her birth." Baptism would prevent cases like this, because it includes a prayer of exorcism. In the early days of the church, much importance was given to baptismal exorcism. And the same happens with the renewal of the vows of baptism, although it is reduced to the minimum expression. In conclusion, children should be baptized as soon as possible. It would also be good to consecrate children when they are in their mother's wombs. In this way, there is no danger that the evil one will come to take possession of the child before our Father God. There are some occasions where the mothers, after their children were born, have brought them before an image of the Virgin Mary, or to our Lord Jesus Christ, to consecrate them before their baptism. Our priests, in some masses on Mother's Day, or in private, have consecrated children in the mother's womb and newborn babies to the Virgin Mary, and through the Virgin Mary to Jesus. Just as the baptized in the satanic sects are given a visible mark as a sign of belonging to Satan, so we, as a sign of our belonging to our Lord Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary, we carry with devotion not only the invisible and indelible mark of baptism and confirmation, but also an external sign. This external sign could be a blessed crucifix, or a medal, or the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which will be objects of blessing and protection for those who wear them with faith and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.